Alabama Real Estate Headlines, Alabama Public Records Online Directory, New Resource for AL Real Estate Pros. Alabama Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in Alabama can use this directory to efficiently research property records, liens, and other public documents essential to transactions. Bookmark http://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/AL for quick access to Alabama public records research. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Mobile County Probate Court launches online records search for AL real estate research. The Probate Court of Mobile County, Alabama has made its records available through an online search portal. Real estate professionals in AL can now remotely access probate records to verify property ownership, track estate transfers, and identify potential title issues before closing transactions in Mobile County. Bookmark h.probate.mobilecountyal.gov/public-records/records-stats for quick access to Mobile County probate records during due diligence. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Revenue Dept publishes County Appraisal and Assessment Records Directory. The Alabama Department of Revenue maintains a directory linking to county offices for property, appraisal, and assessment records across all Alabama counties, including Autauga, Baldwin, Barbour, Bibb, Blount, Bullock, Butler, Calhoun, Chambers, Cherokee, Chilton, Choctaw, Clark, Cliburn, Coffee, Conecuh, Coosa, Covington, Crenshaw, Cullman, Dale, Dallas, DeKalb, Elmore, Escambia, Etayet, Franklin, Geneva, Green, Hale, Henry, Houston, Jackson, Jefferson, Lamar, Lauderdale, Lawrence, Lee, Limestone, Lowndes, Macon, Madison, Marengo, Marion, Marshall, Mobile, Monroe, Montgomery, Morgan, Perry, Pickens, Pike, and remaining counties. Real estate professionals in AL need county-level appraisal and assessment data for accurate property valuations, comparable sales analysis, and client advisory on tax liabilities. Bookmark this directory to quickly access any Alabama County's property assessment office. www.alabama.gov/property-tax-county-offices-appraisal-assessment-records. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor Services, AL Property Valuation Resource. The Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor offers a centralized online resource for property tax assessment information, including valuation, exemptions, appeals, and deadlines. AL real estate professionals can leverage this tool to guide clients through property tax complexities and stay ahead of critical deadlines in one of the state's key markets. Bookmark http://tscco.com/government/department/tax-assessors for quick access to Tuscaloosa County assessment resources. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Property Records Search Tool. Deeds, permits, and owner data in one place. A centralized online resource lets its users check Alabama property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For Alabama real estate professionals, fast access to verified property records streamlines due diligence, supports accurate valuations, and accelerates deal timelines. Add hcalabama.propertychecker.coms to your research toolkit for comprehensive AL property data. Alabama real estate updates. Alabama agent commission rates. New data by city from Calibri Real Estate. Calibri Real Estate published a breakdown of average real estate commission rates and city-specific earnings for agents across Alabama. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Alabama real estate professionals price their services competitively and set realistic income expectations. Review the full commission analysis at calibrirealestate.com/career-blog/real-estate-commission-in-alabama. Background and context, when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most AL jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.